It's Saturday, October 17th, 2009, and welcome to episode 100 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. That's right, we've made it to episode 100, and I want to thank each and every one of you who have tuned in over the past two-plus years, and thank you very much. So we'll go ahead and begin the show here. We've got some new intro music there for longtime listeners. You probably noticed a change there. And I'm also going to be changing a few other things over the coming weeks. So just to give everyone a heads up, we're going to be changing this from a weekly podcast and going to a monthly podcast, and possibly two times a month, probably going to depend a little bit on the schedule and how many projects I have going on here. And as many of you know, as school teachers yourselves, there's always something new going on. So I just wanted to give everyone a heads up on some of those changes. And if you're subscribed using iTunes or Zune Marketplace, you'll probably start seeing that feed show up once or twice a month instead of weekly. Also, you probably noticed that we're going to be doing a little bit more of a live format type show. I'm going to go away from a more or less scripted approach to a little bit more conversational. Over the past 100 episodes, we have had a few interviews. Also, I want to remind listeners that you're very welcome to email your questions into Tech Talk for Teachers. You can send that email to techtalk@eiu.edu, and as well as make comments on the blog. I do answer those. But please share some of your questions that you have, and also some of the solutions and things share some of the things that are working with you and your schools. As I said, I'm going to change the format a little bit, and one of the things that has been in the news a little bit in October, it's been on some of the blogs and things, is a very famous podcaster, Leo Laporte, at least in the technology circle of things, did a speaking engagement for the Online News Association, where he made the comment that podcasting is dead. And that was kind of a timely comment. There's been others over the past couple of years. I was just looking back in some of my notes and things, and others were saying that as back in 2007 and even actually a little bit earlier than that. But whenever Leo Laporte, says something of that magnitude, it did hit a lot of the blogs. It was also relevant for me this month because I gave an assignment to one of my graduate classes, doing some podcast reviews, and most of my students I found in the past that have never listened to educational podcasts. And even though that many of our students, both graduate and undergraduates, have iPods, very, very few actually listen to podcasts. They use the iPods and the iTunes to listen to music. Imagine that. But I do encourage people to listen to audio podcasts such as Tech Talk for Teachers and the thousands of other educational podcasts that are out there to feed your mind, to use it as a professional development tool. And I did give an assignment like that. But it was interesting listening to Leo's comments. I have provided a couple of links in the show notes if you're interested. There's actually a video clip of some of his comments. And if you watch the video, if you had fast forward to about 16 minutes and 30 seconds into the video clip, that will take you right to the podcasting is dead comments. One of the reasons Leo said that was podcasting's too darn hard. It requires too many different steps out there, and thus less than 20% of the people actually listen to a podcast on a portable media player. And that's been pretty consistent since 2004, 2005. I've seen a number of studies that most people, typically around 80%, just listen to a podcast on their computer, an internet-connected computer. They go to a website, such as Tech Talk for Teachers. They see the audio play button, hit play, and that's how they consume the content. So it was interesting seeing those comments. And since I gave my grad students that assignment, we had a WebCT discussion. I had given them a list of some pre-qualified podcasts, as well as letting them do some searches on their own. So I had a few students volunteer some of their comments. So let me just pull up that clip, and we'll take a listen to this.
I've been listening to podcasts since probably sometime in 2005, and hadn't listened to any podcasts in education up until a few weeks ago and wasn't sure what to expect. But both podcasts that I had chosen for myself, I was really impressed with the sound quality that they had in the podcast. They did a really good job. The podcasts were both interesting and very informative. One of the podcasts in particular was a new teacher's orientation, which was nice to be able to listen in and see how other schools are training their new teachers. So overall, I was impressed and will probably listen to more in the future.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm hooked on the podcast now. I'd never listened to one. My only problem was some of them were longer with the time that I had that I could listen to them because I don't have a way to download them. So MP3 player is on my Christmas list, but I believe I will use them, particularly because I don't have internet access on my job, and I feel like it keeps me up to date and current.
Yeah, I listened to two podcasts. One was on cyberbullying, and I felt that it was very, very informative. It also tended to give us new information, and I also listened to a fellow student's podcast on the zeroing out of grades, which was very interesting, talking about the quality of an E versus the quality of an A. Found that to be very revealing and kind of validated some of the things that I had done in the past as far as not dropping someone's grade so far that they couldn't recover from an E, and I appreciated that.
Okay, we took a poll. We had 17 students in class, and 14 of the 17 had never listened to an educational podcast. Had you listened to the educational podcast before?
I had listened to a few educational podcasts before in separate types of things, and these podcasts seem to do a lot for me because I am an auditory learner, and it's not a visual learner as much. So the podcasts themselves lend to my ability to learn things a lot quicker.
Okay, so there was a sampling of just some of the thoughts from the students on the assignment, and it is very interesting. I specifically made the assignment for audio podcast and not looking at anything video because I was trying to drive the point home that you could be listening to podcasts and doing other things, multitasking in essence. A lot of the time that I use whenever I'm doing other things, such as exercising or working around the house or whatever, you can have a portable media player, download your MP3 files, and listen while you're doing something else. So that's the advantage of the audio. The other point that Leo Laporte was making with the podcasting is dead comment was that the complexity of it, the average person out there, there's just too many steps. If you have to go into iTunes, and usually if you're using iTunes to purchase music, the iTunes store has your credit card. You have to go into something called Subscribe, and that sounds like it's going to cost you money. And then you have to go out and actually search and find RSS feeds for podcasts that you're actually interested in if they're not in the iTunes store. So just multiple steps, and once you have that, you need to plug in your iPod and then sync it up or other MP3 player. So it's just multiple steps. And that's also whenever I do surveys of Tech Talk for Teachers episodes, that's why you see the link for the audio player right up at top. For those that choose to listen, it's right there for them to go ahead and click and listen. And with the others, you can read the blog postings and so forth. So it makes it very easy, and I think that's the point. The point is we're after the content, and there, as I said, there's thousands of educational podcasts out there, and we want to be feeding our minds with good pertinent information out there, and very 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 qualified educators are out there podcasting, and we can all learn from each other. So those comments were interesting. As I said, I'm changing the format. It's not going to be nearly as polished, but the show notes will remain out on the Tech Talk for Teachers blog, so you can always visit there. The feeds will remain the same. I'm going to be using the same RSS feed, so nothing will change there. And I would love to hear from listeners. It's been a couple weeks since the last episode, so if you thought we dropped off the face of the earth, no, we're back, and we're ready to go here, so you'll be seeing some changes. So please drop me a note. Let me know what you think about the new format. And as I said, it's not going to be as polished, but I do want to provide a little bit more of a conversation here And in the future, we'll be having a few more interviews and so forth like that. So thank you very much for listening in the past. And now then, we'll go on to and continue the tradition of a technology pick of the week. So this week, my technology pick of the week is the Kodak ZI-8 camera. This one kind of lit up the Twitter network this week, and we actually have ordered a couple for the ITC. And one of the things that attracted me to the ZI-8 camera that piqued my interest, the first thing was the audio port. It has an audio port that you can plug a microphone in. The ZI-8 is very much a flip-style camera, so it is a competitor to the flip cameras. It also has an HD connection. It can shoot in 720p as well as 1080p. So both of those offer a few additional features above and beyond the flip camera. I will get them in, give them a test, and let you know what I think of them. But from everything that I've been reading, most people have been pleased with them. And the audio port, I think, will be a great addition in getting a little bit better sound over some of the older flip models. So that's my technology pick of the week. Those of you that have listened to Tech Talk for Teachers for a while know how we close the show. That wraps it up for episode 100 of Tech Talk for Teachers. Show notes for this episode and archived episodes are available on the web at the EIU Instructional Technology Center website at www.eiu.edu/ITC by clicking on the Tech Talk for Teachers podcast link. To leave a comment or suggestion, please send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu or leave a comment on the Tech Talk for Teachers blog. Until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.